lot of homeowners are asking themselves, is there no place like home? The National Association of Realtors is due to release numbers for the existing and new home sales for the month of November. And there have been records all this fall, and now that we're into winter, is it going to be another dismal month for what was once the steadiest market on the planet, U.S. real estate, residential real estate? Joining us now is Carl Case, who's the co-producer of the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. He's an economics professor at Wellesley College. He joins us from his home in Massachusetts. Carl, can I call you Chip?
He may.
All right. So first of all, tell me about this index. What is it precisely that you are measuring, and how do you do it? And what do you expect in the latest numbers?
Well, we measure prices. What we get all the transactions that occur, both auction sales from foreclosures as well as existing sales in the traditional buyer-seller searching process. We get all the sales, and then we look up when those same properties changed hands last. So we produce what's called a repeat sales index that measures the appreciation or depreciation that takes place in the value of houses.
So it's kind of a raw number, but then averaged. I'm wondering what the component of foreclosures is in the latest index, and has that been rising?
Well, if you look at October, there were 418,000 existing sales unseasonally adjusted. We've been running at about 5 million. That's the number that's going to come out today. Of those, about 20%, about 85,000 in October. So in November, we'll see. We know that the auctions are up about 2,000, not a huge number, 2,500, between October and November. Then the auction numbers are out. Today, we get the existing numbers. And my bet is they're still bouncing around about 5 million, which is a bigger number, but not as important a number as the new home sales figure, which comes out today as well.
And what do you expect on that?
Well, I expect that'll be down. That's the new home sales are important because each one represents about $200,000 or $300,000 in economic activity directly. When you buy or sell an existing home, there's nobody producing it, so it's just a trade. But in the new home sales, they're down to 433,000. That's a very low number, and it's been falling very rapidly, down 40% year over year. Where for the last year, existing home sales have been about the same, about 5 million.
Well, you make a great case for the importance of this number because you've got a leading indicator, if you're looking at new home sales, you've got an indication of the value of the market in the existing home sales, and then you've also got the depth of the recession in looking at the component of this that is actually foreclosures and auction sales. If you're thinking there's no place like home for the holidays this Christmas, are we looking forward to falling off the cliff in January, or are things starting to stabilize?
Well, you call me a blind optimist. I think there's likely to be some positive news. All the consensus is that both existing home sales and new home sales will be down, and I'm not saying they're not, but I think there's a chance they might sneak upward a little bit. I think if you look at the foreclosure sales, there's a larger number of them in the October in the October data, but I think in general they're starting to slow down and clear out. So that's the key, because that's what's driving price down. If you look at the places where the foreclosure sales are, Florida, California, Nevada, it's a third to a half the country is being driven by a few states.
Wow.
Where most of the auction sales are. And those have got a problem. It's going to take a while to work out. But the rest of the country is not doing bad. You look at Boston, we're down about 12% year over year in pricing. Actually, 12% since the peak, and that's hardly hemorrhaging for price. And we've been doing it for over 3 years now.
Chip, so I want to ask you a really quick question before we go.
Sure.
What's the bigger driver here, availability of credit or home prices dropping?
Oh, they're both important. So unfortunately is employment.
Yeah.
Because employment, if you look at the things that really drive the market, it's prices and employment, So you pay your money, you take your chances.
There you
if you're
go.
An optimist, you look for the sunshine.
Well, Carl Case, our optimist, Chip Case, co-producer of the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, which comes out later today. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.